Chapter 1. The water splashed up against the rocks as I looked at the civilization in the distance. On the other side of the river, there was a small factory and a water treatment plant on the industrial lot next to it. Past that, there was a lot of greenery with only the tip of the skyscrapers poking the distant skyline. The water was exceptionally blue considering the fact that it passed through industrial land. But then again, the town wasn't called Blue Pond for nothing. There wasn't a single cloud in sight, and it was a beautiful day, but I lacked the capacity to appreciate it. The cars going NASCAR fast on the highway behind me were nothing but a distant hum in the background of the day. Some birds sang somewhere in the full scope of things too, but I couldn't see them as I kept looking at the buildings in the distance. I couldn't believe that things had gotten to the point they were currently at. I couldn't wrap my mind around my own life anymore, if I had ever been able to understand it in the first place. I got down from the railing I had been sitting on for hours and hours, and walked back towards town before my mother got some idea in her head that I had ran away, because I hated my stepfather and stepbrother. I wasn't exactly on good terms with any of them, but I also had nowhere to run away to. I didn't really know where I was going to begin with, and I didn't want to get lost either. I especially wasn't looking forward to starting school in a new town either, albeit not a completely unfamiliar one. I'd spent a couple summers in Blue Pond with my grandfather when I was younger, before he passed away. I also knew that a few former schoolmates from Redmont had also relocated to Blue Pond, but that brought me no comfort. I hated school, and I'd never made any friends there. My only friends were my dolls. The only friends I'd ever had were my dolls. I began making action figures a couple years ago after venturing out into a flea market being held in the basement of an old church and finding arbitrary parts. I thought it might be fun to recycle neglected and unwanted action figures and turning them into handsome little men again, and it certainly was endless creative fun. What started out as an experiment became a steady hobby, and that hobby eventually turned into a passion. I ended up crafting everything from movie characters to soldiers of the Second World War to real people in my daily life. As sad as I had been to be forced to sell most of them during the move, my talent had made me a small fortune. My stepfather thought it was stupid that a 13-year-old girl would want to spend all of her time in her room playing with children's toys, as he called them, instead of going out and having a social life, and my mother always took his side. My actual father was nowhere to be found after the divorce, and my stepbrother was the equivalent of a ghost. I literally only had my dolls, and even they seemed to be in jeopardy. Aside from them, I only really had myself, and I wasn't good at being all by myself. Ironically, the only person you really have your whole life is yourself. That was abhorrently depressing to say the least. All you'll ever have is yourself, but what if you aren't a good person? What if you're good for nothing and nobody likes you? What if no matter how hard you try, nothing ever changes? What if you're just a dunce and there's nothing you can do about it? What was the whole point of living then? Thinking about such things brought me no comfort as I approached nearby civilization. I dreaded walking into the tiny pink house on the hill by the outskirts of town regardless of anything else. It didn't matter what I felt inside or what was going on around me. I simply didn't want to go. No more, no less. I was a pawn in a game of